Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the podcast where we embark on a journey through culture and place, one fascinating story at a time. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, an avid traveler and writer, passionate about exploring the world and uncovering the unique tales of the people I encounter along the way. Join me as we delve into the heart of destinations, offering an insider's perspective through the captivating narratives of individuals who shape their communities. Whether it's chatting with a distillery owner crafting artisanal spirits, an angler casting lines in remote waters, or a chef mastering the flavors of a region, each episode offers a glimpse into their world and expertise. Stick around till the end of each episode to discover more about my travels and writing adventures. In the meantime, get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and transported to distant lands on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. Welcome to today's episode of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. I just returned from a glorious visit to Brush Creek Ranch in Saratoga, Wyoming, and I'm so eager to share the experience with you. Visitors to Brush Creek Ranch find a mix of rugged adventures, epicurean delights, wellness activities, and luxurious accommodations with the mountains of Wyoming as a backdrop. Termed a Dude Ranch Disneyland by a fellow guest, the comparison is accurate because of the broad mix of activities such as river rafting, hunting, fishing, llama hikes, skiing, goat yoga, sound bathing and massages, and so much more. In July, there's even a rodeo set up on their 30,000 plus acreage. Guests stay in the lodge or cabins, depending on the size of their group. A short shuttle ride takes guests on an epicurean adventure to the farm, home to the on-site distillery, event space, Cheyenne Club restaurant and bar, where the chef, Chef Ricky, creates Wagyu delights, delicacies, and farm-inspired dishes. His bone broth soup presentation is an art form in itself. Plus, there's a wine tunnel that's home to their 30,000-bottle collection, which is third largest in the U.S. and the sixth largest wine collection in the world. There's a spirits vault that is also a hidden speakeasy, plus three greenhouses, 300 head of Wagyu cattle, and a goat cheese creamery. Whew! As you can imagine, the scale of the operations is massive, but even more impressive is the ranch's commitment to sustainability, locally sourced ingredients, and quality, plus deep, deep levels of luxury. Brush Creek Ranch is not just a destination, it's an experience unlike any other. From the moment guests arrive, they are enveloped in a world where luxury seamlessly blends with the rugged beauty of the American West. During my stay, I was fortunate to sit down with Eddie Young, the director of activities at Brush Creek Ranch, where we discussed the plethora of activities available to guests. Enjoy this very special episode of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. Eddie, thank you for taking the time to join me today to speak about Brush Creek Ranch and the multitude of activities and experiences a guest can expect when they come here. And I am awed just in a day and a half that I've been here of seeing how much there is. And, you know, you've got the outdoor recreation, guns and horseback riding and fishing, fly fishing. And then on the flip side, that wellness aspect of a sound healing bath and yoga and a spa and, you know, things like that. So I'm really excited to talk more about it with you and everything that you do provide here. So can you give just an overview of the types of activities the guests can experience at Brush Creek Ranch?
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of have a whole array of activities that we can do with guests. Everything from leisurely trail walks up to a high exhilarating ATV or snowmobile ride. So as you kind of highlighted, we have wellness experiences, farm experiences, and also activities. So we kind of have a full gamut of an array of activities that we can create a full itinerary for guests, however long they're here, kind of doing something that's different every day. So some of our main activities we offer are going to be horseback riding, fly fishing, the gun club, hiking, mountain biking, rock climbing. We have a ropes course, so tons of different options.
I saw the climbing wall.
Yeah. But I was thinking I was going to be brave and try it. She said, that's for the kids.
Yep.
So you have actual rock climbing experiences.
We do. We have 12 to 13 different routes that are kind of throughout our property, you know, that are on actual rocks. So that's mainly used for kids, sometimes adults that also need a little bit of practice.
Just are scared of heights to break into it, you know.
Yeah. But we have 30,000 acres, you know, that is a giant playground out here. So there's tons of space to kind of get out and explore. Yeah. 55 miles of trails during the summer.
Fantastic.
So we can hike, mountain bike, all those trails. So just tons of area to explore out here.
Excellent, excellent. And I didn't even touch on when I was saying, I went to the farm yesterday. So there's the distillery and the greenhouses. And I was able to take a pasta class. And so we, you know, everything came out of a greenhouse that was used in making this Wagyu ragu.
Absolutely.
And it was the most phenomenal pasta meal I've ever had. And that was a class. So that was another type of activity that you offer?
Absolutely, yeah. So we offer what we kind of call farm experiences. You know, we're definitely trying to become kind of the epicurean destination. You know, we have our own herd of Wagyu beef that's here on property, but we also, as you said, have a creamery. So we have goats that are up there that, you know, they're constantly making cheeses and things for the chefs to use, and tons of greenhouse space and a beautiful wine cellar. So that farm is kind of an immersive experience in itself.
Yes, and I believe the chef told me that, Maggie, the greenhouse associate, she had said that those three greenhouses, which they're massive, if the listener can't get it, you know, hasn't seen them, that they're feeding the guests here, five restaurants, and also selling at the farmer's market. I mean, that's a huge amount. And I don't remember how many pounds she said, but just how nice to have that, you know, locally sourced. I mean, when you talk about seed to table, it's authentic.
Absolutely. Everything from the beef to the cheese that you might eat kind of as an appetizer, it's very authentic and it's awesome. A beautiful operation up there as well. We do greenhouse experience and a tour up there where you can see the hydroponic lettuce and kind of go through all their operations and kind of see how they're, you know, capturing the different bugs and go through and taste the edible flowers.
I was going to say, I got to taste I don't remember the name of it, but it was yellow flower, and it was real sweet at first, and then the stem was more like a horseradish.
Yeah,
and it was
bite.
Interesting to get that range of flavors from flour that I wouldn't even think you could eat.
Absolutely. So it's kind of that awesome experience for the chefs as well to piggyback on. To have that fresh produce right next door is just world class.
Yes, and to get to use it in that pasta making class. And I did get to have a tour of the greenhouse, and they let me taste the strawberries.
Yeah.
It was my thing when I travel is I always go to the local farmers markets.
Yep.
And I'm passionate about where our food comes from. So
absolutely,
to see it firsthand, you know, it's not like you're not hiding the process, you know. And I got to see the bees that they had in there, and she showed me that there's bugs that to save having pesticides and things.
Yep.
You know, certain.
Yeah, and Clayton, Maggie, and Stacy, the ones that run, are very knowledgeable. I mean, you can go in there and learn something new every day. As you said, walk through those three greenhouses, you can kind of get lost in there with all the different options.
I can imagine. It was just phenomenal. So, well, that gives us a broad range, because there's way too many to mention of all the activities. But what is it then that you think that really sets Brush Creek Ranch apart from someone else, another ranch? You know?
Absolutely. You know, I think that epicurean aspect is one of them. You know, obviously you're looking for great food when you come to a destination like this, but having that greenhouse and the fresh Wagyu and being able to, you know, see that meat being dry aged kind of right in front
of Chef Ricky, he's a big part of that.
Absolutely. So knowledgeable and passionate too. You know, those guys are just passionate about the menus they create and that food that they create. So I'd say the food really sets us apart, as well as this destination. You know, I call this sportsman's paradise. You know, with our 30,000 acres, we have so much playground, but we're also backed up next to a national forest that has over 1 million acres. So we have access to so much land and awesome land that's out here. You know, it is remote and can be tough to get to, but once you're here, there's something that sinks your teeth.
And it was great, you know, it was such a quick flight from Denver to Laramie, and then the shuttle picks you up in Laramie, or other people are driving here from Denver. It's just a few hours, right?
Absolutely.
And I know people have private planes. Do they land in Saratoga?
Yep, typically. That's most commonly they'll either fly into Laramie and we can pick them up in Laramie, or if they have a charter plane or private plane into Saratoga. But, but it's beautiful just sitting in this valley. Once you get here, being able to soak it in, you know, you'll sit in the lodge at breakfast and looking at the Sierra Madres that are 30 minutes away, you know, 20 miles as a crow flies, but it just makes this space feel so large and big.
It does. I know it's overused, but it is literally breathtaking.
Yeah.
Well, because also there's the altitude for people like me from Kansas, but like at dinner last night, I just would stop at the open door because it's captivating.
It is.
It's just the scenery, looking at the valley. What are the mountains that we're seeing?
Yeah, so we're backed up to the Snowy Range behind us, and that's the Medicine Bow National Forest that we do border.
Okay.
And then the Sierra Madres are on the other side of the valley.
And is that where you're skiing?
That is, yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we have a private ski mountain during the winter, so we can host up to about 16 guests. It's all inbounds cat skiing, so there's no chairlifts up there. You actually ride up and down with a cat. But those cats will groom the runs as you're going up and down, so it's almost fresh groomers every time you're riding. But it's about 1,100 feet of vertical. We have 12 to 13 runs, some tree runs in there, some glades as well for the advanced skiers, but it's really an awesome experience. Especially nowadays with the resorts being so busy. This is an awesome private experience that you can get up there with just your family or a small group of people. It's an awesome property too, very breathtaking. It's a fun experience as well because it's a kind of door-to-door experience and a full-day experience.
Yes, but everything is so personalized.
Yes.
I was telling Mike, the CEO, yesterday when I spoke with him that I've never seen this level of attention to customers, just the familiarity and really happy people work here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it affects it. And I keep hearing their wonderful stories about someone may be a skiing enthusiast, so they come here for the winter.
Yep.
Or it's really, really, you've got a great staff, that
awesome.
It enhances the experience a lot. Really make it adds to it.
Yep.
So we've got the skiing. I wanted to ask you, when I was speaking with Mike, you mentioned that 60% of the guests tend to come from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Is that pretty common?
I'd say pretty common, yeah.
Okay. And then what I'm curious is it primarily men? Is it primarily couples or families? Do you have...
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a mix of everything, but...
Absolutely. Kind of a large mix of everything. A lot of couples, families, but we also have generational stays and a lot of alumni guests as well. Oh. So, we'll have grandparents all the way down to the grandkids coming with kind of that family buyout. So it can be anybody and everybody that wants to come kind of get that Western experience can come. But
and there are activities for kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a full Little Wranglers program and a Little Buckaroos program. Mm-hmm. So we can cater to kids, newborns all the way up to about 10 years old. Then when they can get into our normal activities, it's about that 10-year age range. But our Little Wranglers program is awesome. It's kind of been hand-built, and there's kind of a week set of programming where, one morning they'll be a wrangler for a day and go hang out with their horses and then head to the greenhouse and actually plant some seeds with Clayton and Maggie.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
And play with the goats. So it's kind of a week programming.
What an immersive experience. And, for kids to be introduced to, where the food comes and all,
yeah.
I think it's a valuable, valuable thing and an immersive experience for everyone because a lot...
Yep.
Not everyone enjoys going to the farmer's market, or they're not familiar with,
Absolutely.
So it's a great experience. Okay, of some of the activities that stood out that I just want to hear more about, the llama hikes. What is that?
Yeah. So last year, we kind of partnered with a local vendor who has just a small pack of llamas that they're, renting out for birthday parties, hikes for us, but they'll also rent them to, local hunters. Mm-hmm. But llamas are great, actually, pack animals. And they'll just follow you along on a hike. We actually have little saddlebags that we'll put on them, and we can pack a cooler with a lunch for you or drinks, but a really great family experience where you can get out and, see how they're saddled and groomed and go up and feed them and meet them. They're very docile creatures, so very nice to kind of just leisurely walk with a hike. And if the kiddo's small enough, you can actually kind of get on the back of one of them and kind of get ponied around, so to speak. So really funny and an awesome photo opportunity for the kids too. So
excellent, excellent. And then how about the river raft? So
yeah.
I've heard that people would go fishing, but it could someone just do a rafting experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of in conjunction there with our fly fishing, we offer fly fishing floats.
Oh.
Yeah, where you can actually get in a boat or a drift boat with a guide and float the river. But what you're alluding to there is our scenic floats.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can hop onto a raft with your family, usually fit upwards of 8 people in one raft. So your family can be in all one raft with a guide rowing you down the river. That guide will talk about the history of the area, flora, fauna. And it's just a great way to get the family out on the river and see the sights.
Someone called it a Dude Ranch Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that is so apt because, we can't even express the multitude of options that there are to do here.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. And I'd already mentioned to you, but this afternoon I'm going to go on the UTV tour with Ranger. So what's the kind of that involved?
Yeah, so the Ranger tour, that's usually one of our favorite activities to do towards the start of the stay because it gives you a great lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get out onto most of the trails, kind of be able to see a good area. You get a good view of the area.
I heard about a lookout.
Yeah, Again, you'll go over a lot of the history of the area, and a special spot that we go to is called Robber's Roost. And I'm going to ruin the story for you ahead of time, but it's called Robber Roost, and there was a gentleman, kind of an old outlaw that used to be up there named Big Nose George. Mm-hmm. And this was obviously a common thoroughfare for like the Oregon Trail and the Mormon Trail when they're all heading west. So he was obviously kind of a big train robber and robbed all the locals there and became a fugitive. But the kind of big tale behind him is that once he was actually captured, he was brought to the Rawlins Jail. And once he was actually, once he was hung, the governor had such a vendetta against
him. Hung for robbing?
They do, well, robbery. And killing his sheriff. There's a bunch in there, but they actually made boots out of his skin. And those are actually still in the Rawlins Museum, oddly enough.
I've heard about books made out of skin, and it's in Portland.
You can choose to add that one. That's a fun little weird piece, but
that is.
They are kind of creepy, but they are actually in Rawlins.
And so obviously with, you know, I'm here, which you're coming into your busier summer season. Yep. So it's seasonal activities. So, but like in the winter, someone can come and expect more. Tell me what different seasonal kinds of thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, the activities just kind of obviously match or mixed with the season. So, you know, in the summer we'll offer hikes, but in the winter we'll do snowshoeing.
Okay.
In the summer we'll do ATVs, but in the winter it's snowmobiling. Mm-hmm. So obviously we have a lot of those quintessential winter activities such as snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, sleigh rides. Our downhill skiing is very popular, and snowmobiling. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of match those seasons. And, you know, if you're looking to get on a horsepower machine versus an actual horse, mm-hmm. we can get you on a snowmobile in the snow, ATV in the winter. Yeah. So we kind of just match those seasons depending on what's available.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Oh, love it.
Yeah.
I want to come back for every season because there's something different. And like I said, I heard that. So now everything's kind of, well, today it snowed, but yesterday it was 66 degrees. And so everything was still kind of brown. But I hear come here pretty soon, the water starts coming off. And you've got so it ends up having like almost canals. For the excavation.
Yep. Yeah. Just as you said, you know, we're kind of coming into like a mud season now. The snow all kind of starts to melt very quickly, but that's one of the funnest things for guests to do is come in the winter and then come in the summer. You see such a
different beauty. I mean,
absolutely. You know, you'll have just green grass and green trees. So kind of that different seasons is also fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And they talked about how you cater to different ages. Can you think of any memorable experiences that guests have had at Fresh Creek Ranch?
Yeah, that's something that we can do is, you know, we can cater any of these experiences kind of to what you want to do. You know, for example, 2 years ago, we had a family that desperately, they're big bird watchers, but they desperately wanted to find an arrowhead. So we kind of catered a hike / ranger tour to them where we were able to go out on a ranger tour to destinations, take short hikes from there to areas that we might be able to find an arrowhead, but also have a big bird population. So we're able to cater a lot of those experiences to what you'd like to do. Sometimes we can just offer a ranger tour with cocktails. You know, it's your arrival day and you want to get here and just have a nice Western cocktail. So we can kind of cater those experiences and make them very unique.
Yeah, and kind of speaking of that, you really cater to the activity if someone wants to have a relaxing cocktail. So you've got the saloon.
Yeah.
There's the Cheyenne Club has a bar. Is that correct? I hear downstairs is a spirit vault. Are we allowed to talk about that?
It's a
speakeasy?
Yeah. So that's at the farm, actually. So there's kind of a couple different secret rooms there. So if you ever do get to the farm, I recommend doing a farm tour, but that's where you can see those secret rooms. But that one's called the Spirits Vault, which is kind of a speakeasy style room. But there we have, you know, spirits that are around the world and rare ones as well.
Oh, and the wine cellar itself, is it 30,000 bottles? It's the third largest in the U.S. and sixth largest in the world, is that correct?
Absolutely. So 30,000 bottles. So, you know, just tons of bottles. Our owners are very big into the wine world. So everything from, you know, magnums down to just exquisite kind of local bottles. Mm-hmm. But even in that spirits vault, we have like one bottle of Macallan 1950. I think it's one of 350 left in the world. So it's just very rare. You're obviously not going to make 60-year-old whiskey very quickly. So just unique experiences that we can do. And as you said, not only do we have passionate chefs, but we have passionate bartenders and people at that farm who can talk about those spirits and get you taste from, you know, Japanese whiskeys to Scotch to American whiskeys and talk about those flavor profiles as well.
Yes, very interesting. Yep. And there's the distillery experience as well.
Yeah.
And someone can go there and have a tasting. I tried that. It was fun. And
think my favorite was probably the rye. I liked the pepperiness of it. You know, it was very good. So I had a Manhattan last night using the rye from the Brush Creek Distillery.
And that's always the best. Like you said, we can use those spirits as well on those kind of ranger tours, do those things. But it's always a fun gift to go home with as well. You know, bring a bottle of Brush Creek whiskey home with you. Perfect gift to go home with.
Yes. So what role does the surrounding, the natural environment play in shaping the activities and experiences? We kind of touched seasonally, but I mean, being in this wonderland or outdoor nature, I mean, I guess there's not really an answer to that question, but...
No, we're definitely, you know, that's a big thing, is being stewards of the lands and conservationists. So.
Well, and actually, since I didn't phrase my question very well, what might explain it better is Bruce, the original owner, is that the idea, had heard about him searching like five different sites for this, you know.
Yep.
And so can you tell me a little bit about
Absolutely.
How he found and why this was the one he won?
Yeah. So obviously we're owned kind of by White Lodging, our parent company, which is, you know, one of kind of the premier lodging destinations or companies in the world.
Yes.
They started in the 80s and we have a profile of restaurants and hotels. But around 2007, 2008, Bruce really wanted to purchase a ranch, and this was kind of like his passion project.
He wanted to bring this to guests. Is that
absolutely,
that experience?
Yeah, he wanted to kind of open up a, you know, passion to the outdoors and also bring that kind of guest experience, the White Lodging way, into that ranch world. So him and one of his sons actually went on a summer road trip, and they traveled around kind of the Northwest and West looking for a ton of ranches. And this was actually one of the last ones, I think the last one they stopped at, and kind of just stuck out to him. I mean, it's been a working cattle ranch. It's beautiful. In this valley, there's a lot of century-old ranches, you know, ranches that have been in the same family for hundreds of years, so which is pretty rare nowadays. So this area just kind of stuck right out to them. I guess when they pulled in, it kind of sung to them, stuck right out, and then since 2008, they've built this beautiful property to kind of express that passion and get their way out to the guests as well. So
Perfect. And I realize that I just bet whatever drew him here is a very special thing that guests get to experience.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that.
Yep.
And as far as like maybe special packages or themed experiences, or things like that, I believe there's a bachelorette group.
Yeah,
or, you know, so of course. Do you have the people come in and request, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a ton of different events, everything from weddings to group incentive trips to group buyouts to bachelorette trips. Like there's one here on property now.
Corporate bond, brand, what's that called?
Kind of a buyout.
No, I'm thinking of where it's a bonding event where they go out.
Kind of like a team bonding, building type.
Team building, thank you.
Yep, absolutely. So tons of corporate events. Like we have one coming up that's an incentive trip for kind of the top like 30 producers of the group. So this is an awesome place. Those groups can come out and do like a morning meeting mixed with a morning or an afternoon activity. And just as you said, do that team bonding and, you know, they get out to there and be able to bounce ideas back and forth. So we can kind of host an array of a group buyout from 10 people, you know, to a family of 10 as well, that we can kind of cater those different things to.
That's excellent, excellent options. And I know we're speaking about activities, but I think listeners would want to hear about the whole experience. So I'm curious, can you talk just a little bit about the variety of lodging options? I'm staying in the lodge, which is a gorgeous room, but there are cabins as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have everything from, you know, kind of guest rooms, like you're in kind of a standard more guest room that's in our lodge, all the way up to large cabins. Our biggest cabin is called the Homestead, which can sleep up to 12 guests.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so very large and sprawling. So we have everything from 1, 2, 3 bedroom cabins where you can kind of mix that family in and kind of find that need for them, whether you want to be that close to your family or not that close.
That's a great idea. Okay, I touched on how impressed I am with every single encounter I've had with staff. I mean, they remember your name. They, instead of saying, oh, it's down the hall, they take you there. You know, I mean, it's a very personalized experience. And so on those lines, I've also heard some stories about, you know, there have been people meet each other here. And so it's just, it becomes like a family, doesn't it? Because you guys are living... I know some live in town, but people live here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always say our team, it's definitely more of a family than a team.
Yeah.
We hire a lot for kind of that culture fit, just as you're saying. You know, we want those passionate yet professional people who can kind of relay that White Lodging way. You know, we do an intensive training process that usually takes at least 10 days and kind of get them into that mindset, you know, that we're here for the guest. But most of our guests are passionate about what they do, which makes that easy to relay onto you. You know, we have passionate outdoorsmen that just love to go hiking or rock climbing. So relaying that passion really helps.
That's true. Because Michael gave us a ride. He shuttled us from Laramie and we started talking about fly fishing.
Yes.
And he's very passionate. He's one of the guys, right?
Yep.
Is that great?
Yeah.
So each coming in with their own interests and experience that really elevates the, you know.
Yeah.
Because when someone loves what they're doing, it comes across.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So we have so many passionate individuals like Geyser. He's one of the, you know, one of the most passionate fly fishermen we have out there.
Wonderful. Well, I think this is perfect. And, you know, and I'll share the website in the show notes and how people can make reservations. And do you have a favorite time of year if it's somebody's first time?
Yeah.
You know, but with what month or season do you suggest?
Yeah. It'll be kind of like a long answer for me because, you know,
it depends on what they're into.
Absolutely. Depends on what you're into. But one of my favorite times to come is around that 4th of July time. You know, awesome for families. We do a huge rodeo and a fireworks show. So there's here, yeah. So bull riding, I mean, it might be the first time people have seen a rodeo. So we'll do a rodeo, a fireworks show. There's a 5K that happens during the 4th of July. So that's a really fun time. But personally, the fall could be one of my personal favorite times. I'm an avid outdoorsman. So starting in August, we can actually start bird hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer wing shooting here on property. So we do pheasants, chuckers, and Hungarian partridge.
Okay.
And then starting in middle of September, we're able to do waterfowl hunts as well.
Okay.
So we can hunt ducks and geese.
And is it correct that someone, I know it costs quite a bit, but can do like a elk hunt?
Yep.
Guided trip?
Absolutely. So we can also do big game hunts. Mm-hmm. You know, we do elk, deer, moose, antelope, mountain lion as well. So that shoulder is personally my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The days are usually pretty warm, typical like yesterday. You know, days will be in the 60s, but nights are cool where you'll need that sweatshirt around the fire. But fishing is also really good around that time. So
okay.
Personally, I like the fall, but also mm-hmm. family-wise, 4th of July is probably my favorite time.
That might be. It all sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And just awed by the options and the level of these experiences. Is there really anything like this? I mean, I know there are other ranches out there, but it just seems like you guys have just taken, you know, a rodeo. I mean,
enormous.
So
absolutely. Like you said, there's definitely other ranches out there, but I'd say no one really does it like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of our guides are super passionate about what we do. When you go snowmobile with our guides, you know, that's what they're doing on their days off. It's not just a job for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can relay that passion. And again, back to the area we have to offer these kind of experiences, it's just one of a kind here. So
wonderful. Well, Eddie, I think that's all I have, unless there's something I forgot to ask you.
I don't think so. No, it's been a pleasure having you and being able to show you around.
I love my visit. We're still here. We fly out tomorrow, but today is just booked up with, I'm going to go see the wine cellar and, you know, and the speakeasy. I can't wait to find that. So, and the meals, because you've got the Wagyu, you know, and at first I was like, well, I don't want to eat Wagyu at every meal. It's like, I don't get to eat Wagyu, so I better eat it. You know what I mean? And it's been, I had the Wagyu tenderloin the first night, and then last night I had the Wagyu, I think it was a filet with the Oscar with the crab on.
Yeah.
Every time it's like, this is the best piece of meat I've ever had.
There's always something new on the menu you got to try, which
and
makes it exciting.
Talked about a little bit about the marbling and the fat, and people are like, oh, no, it's not good because, and he said it's more the omega 3s and the fat. So
absolutely.
And it's
nutritious.
So tenable one. So, but thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
And for sharing it with the listeners everything about Brush Creek Crab.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.
Yep.
Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the captivating travel podcast that takes you on an extraordinary adventure around the world. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, and I am thrilled to be your guide through the mesmerizing tapestry of cultures, landscapes, and experiences that await us. Global Journeys with Jill Dutton is more than just a travel podcast. It's an exploration of humanity itself. Through the power of storytelling, we illuminate the lives of the remarkable individuals we encounter along the way. Whether it's through the eyes of a fishing guide, a distillery owner, a mixologist, a historian, chef, or even a farmer, each person we meet adds a rich layer to the narrative of culture and place. In this podcast, we embark on a transformative journey where the focus goes beyond the typical tourist attractions. Instead, we dive deep into the hearts and souls of the places we visit, uncovering the hidden gems and untold stories that make each destination truly unique. Join me as we venture off the beaten path, seeking authenticity, connection and a deeper understanding of the world we inhabit. Together, we'll unravel the tapestry of cultures, one story at a time. Although my writing career began in the late 90s when I created and launched a wellness publication called Evolving Magazine, since 2015, I've worked as a travel writer on a mission to seek out the locally celebrated foods, liquor trends, outdoor activities, and stories of those I meet along the way. My work has been published in Wine Enthusiast, Afar, Woman's World, First for Women, Insider, Road Trippers, Modern Farmer, Chilled Magazine, and many more digital and print publications. I'm also the creator of Global Plates, The People We Meet, The Food They Eat, a syndicated column. Creating this podcast is the next step in my journey of sharing the stories of the people I've met along the way. So pack your curiosity, leave your preconceived notions behind, and let's embark on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, where each episode promises to inspire, educate, and awaken the wanderlust within us all. As we travel on this exciting podcasting journey together, I invite you, our incredible audience, to be a part of it. Share your own travel stories, insights, and recommendations with us. Whether you have a hidden gem in your hometown or a dream destination that has captured your imagination, we want to hear from you. Your suggestions will help shape the future episodes of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, guiding us towards extraordinary locations and experiences that deserve a spotlight. Remember, this podcast is not about just the host or the guests. It's about the collective exploration and discovery that unites us all as wanderers in this vast world. So reach out to us through our website, social media channels, or email, and let your voice be heard. Send your suggestions to me at jill@globaljourneyswithjilldutton.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, may your travels be filled with endless curiosity, open-hearted encounters, and transformative adventures. Safe travels, fellow explorers, and keep wandering.